Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time when you had to stay focused. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle the topic, describe a time when you had to stay focused? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and expert tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'll walk you through each part of the test, offering strategies to boost your performance and achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you had to stay focused, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It assesses your ability to recall a specific experience, describe it in detail, and reflect on the importance of concentration and determination. This topic has appeared in various forms in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In part 1, the examiner will ask you general questions about yourself and familiar topics. Here are some questions related to focus and concentration that you might encounter. Do you find it easy to concentrate? What do you do to stay focused when studying or working? Are there any particular times of day when you find it easier to concentrate? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you find it easy to concentrate? Sample answer, band 6-7. Generally, I find it quite easy to concentrate, especially when I'm interested in the task at hand. However, there are times when I struggle, particularly if I'm tired or if there are many distractions around me. I try to create a quiet environment and take breaks when needed to maintain my focus. Sample answer, band 9. I'd say my ability to concentrate varies depending on the circumstances. When I'm genuinely engrossed in a task or subject, I can maintain laser-like focus for extended periods. However, I'm not immune to distractions, particularly in noisy environments or when dealing with less engaging tasks. To combat this, I've developed strategies such as creating a conducive work environment, using the Pomodoro technique, and practicing mindfulness to enhance my concentration skills. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, then you should speak for 1 to 2 minutes on the topic. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a time when you had to stay focused. You should say what the situation was, why you needed to stay focused, how you managed to maintain your concentration, and explain the outcome of the situation. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to stay extremely focused. It was during my final year university exams, particularly for a challenging subject called advanced statistics. The situation was quite stressful because this exam was crucial for my overall grade, and I knew the content was complex. I needed to stay focused because there was a lot of material to cover, and I had limited time to prepare. To maintain my concentration, I created a study schedule and stuck to it rigorously. I would study for 45-minute blocks with short breaks in between. I also found a quiet spot in the library where I could work without distractions. As a result of my focused efforts, I was able to understand the material well and felt confident going into the exam. Ultimately, I performed better than I expected and achieved a high grade in the subject. This experience taught me the importance of staying focused and how it can lead to positive outcomes. Sample answer. I'd like to recount an experience where maintaining unwavering focus was paramount. It was during my participation in a high-stakes robotics competition at the national level, representing my university. The situation was intensely challenging as we were tasked with programming and fine-tuning a robot to navigate a complex obstacle course and perform specific tasks within a strict time limit. The pressure was palpable, with hundreds of spectators and judges scrutinizing our every move. Staying focused was absolutely critical for several reasons. Firstly, the intricate nature of the programming required meticulous attention to detail. Secondly, we had a limited time frame to troubleshoot any issues that arose. Lastly, the competitive environment meant that any lapse in concentration could cost us dearly. To maintain my concentration, I employed several strategies. I practiced mindfulness techniques, taking deep breaths to center myself whenever I felt overwhelmed. I also used visualization exercises. mentally rehearsing each step of the process. Additionally, I broke down the task into smaller, manageable chunks, allowing me to focus intensely on one aspect at a time without feeling daunted by the overall challenge. The outcome was remarkably positive. Our robot performed flawlessly, completing the course in record time and executing all required tasks with precision. As a result, we clinched first place in the competition, bringing recognition to our university and opening up exciting opportunities in the field of robotics for our team. This experience was a powerful testament to the importance of laser-like focus and its ability to drive success in high-pressure situations. It taught me that with the right mindset and techniques, one can achieve extraordinary results, even in the face of daunting challenges. Follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner might ask you some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples with sample answers. Examiner, how do you think the ability to focus affects one's success in life? Sample answer, band 6-7. I believe the ability to focus is very important for success. When people can concentrate well, they usually do better in their studies and work. It helps them complete tasks more efficiently and produce higher quality results. Without good focus, it's easy to get distracted and not achieve your goals. Sample answer, band 8-9. I firmly believe that the ability to focus is a cornerstone of success in virtually every aspect of life. In our increasingly distraction-laden world, those who can maintain concentrated effort over extended periods have a distinct advantage. This skill enables individuals to delve deeper into complex subjects, solve intricate problems, and produce work of exceptional quality. Moreover, focused individuals tend to be more efficient and productive, allowing them to accomplish more in less time. This capacity for sustained attention also fosters creativity and innovation, as it allows for the deep thinking necessary to generate novel ideas and solutions. Ultimately, the ability to focus can be seen as a force multiplier, amplifying one's natural talents and efforts, thus paving the way for remarkable achievements in both personal and professional realms. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this final part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example question with sample answers. Examiner, in today's digital age, do you think it's becoming more difficult for people to stay focused? Sample answer, band 6-7. Yes, I think it is becoming more challenging for people to stay focused nowadays. With smartphones, social media, and constant notifications, there are many distractions that can interrupt our concentration. People often find themselves checking their phones frequently or browsing the internet instead of focusing on their work or studies. This can lead to decreased productivity and make it harder to complete tasks efficiently. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'm of the opinion that maintaining focus in the digital age has indeed become a formidable challenge. The ubiquity of digital devices and the constant stream of information we're exposed to have created an environment of perpetual distraction. Our smartphones, with their myriad notifications and endless scroll of social media feeds, have conditioned us to expect instant gratification and constant stimulation. This has led to a phenomenon known as continuous partial attention, where we're perpetually dividing our focus among multiple inputs, never fully engaging with any single task. However, I believe this challenge also presents an opportunity for adaptation and growth. As we become more aware of these distractions, we're seeing a rise in mindfulness practices and productivity techniques designed to combat digital overwhelm. Moreover, this situation has spurred innovation in areas such as app design and workplace organization, with a focus on minimizing distractions and promoting deep work. Ultimately, while the digital age has certainly made focusing more difficult, it has also heightened our awareness of the importance of concentration. This awareness, coupled with intentional strategies and technological solutions, can help us navigate this new landscape and potentially develop even stronger focusing skills than previous generations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Laser-like focus. Focus, noun phrase. Intense pinpoint concentration. Example: the surgeon's laser-like focus during the operation was crucial for its success. To combat verb, to fight against or oppose strongly. Example, to combat my tendency to procrastinate, I use a strict schedule and reward system. Conducive, adjective, making a certain situation or outcome likely or possible. Example, a quiet, well-lit room is conducive to effective studying. Unwavering, unwavering, steady or resolute, not changing or faltering. Example, despite the challenges, she maintained unwavering determination throughout the project. To clinch, verb, to confirm or settle a contract or bargain decisively. Example, his outstanding performance in the interview clinched the job offer. Cornerstone stone, noun, an important quality or feature on which a particular thing depends or is based. Example, effective communication is the cornerstone of any successful relationship. Force multiplier, multiplier, noun phrase, something that dramatically increases the effectiveness of a group or organization. Example, technology has been a force multiplier in modern businesses, significantly boosting productivity. Formidable challenge. Challenge, noun phrase, a task or situation that is very difficult to deal with or overcome. Example, climbing Mount Everest presents a formidable challenge even for experienced mountaineers. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to enhance your performance in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself about various topics. Record yourself. This helps you identify areas for improvement in pronunciation, fluency, and grammar. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics and practice using them in context. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide examples to support your arguments. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is there to assess your English, not to trick you. Stay relaxed and showcase your language skills to the best of your ability. By following these tips and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle the topic, describe a time when you had to stay focused, and other similar themes in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck with your preparation. For more IELTS speaking topics and sample answers, check out our articles on describing a place where you like to go to think about life and describing a time when you had to take initiative.